97.9 The Keel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello, how are you?
Hello and good morning. Doing great. Feeling like I need to clarify on some stuff. Specifically,
well, that's what Trends is for.
I've targeted New Mexico more than once on this program.
That's also what Trends is for.
Yeah, and I'm going to come to the defense of the city of Albuquerque.
That's not what Trends is for.
Yeah, that's not what Trends is for. Yeah,
it's different and unique and fun.
Yeah, it is time to defend Albuquerque because there's a little TV show. It's not that popular. It's called Breaking Bad. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah, just a couple times. Albuquerque's in the news for putting up statues of Walter White and Jesse Pinkman, the two main characters of Breaking Bad. And there's lots of easy dunks of just like, well, this is the first time meth cooks have ever gotten statues. Like, New Mexico, of course they'd have meth statues. The city of Albuquerque did not pay for these statues. Vince Gilligan, the creator showrunner of Breaking Bad, had these statues made as a show of appreciation for all the cooperation the city of Albuquerque did during the filming of Breaking Bad.
Right.
I mean, hey, it's a landmark, right? I mean, it's kind of like the Little Mermaid statue. I immediately regretted making that comparison because now we're taking the Little Mermaid and Breaking Bad and going, they're basically the same.
They're basically the same, yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, insofar as how many people go to Copenhagen now specifically because of the connection with the Little Mermaid who otherwise wouldn't go, I imagine Albuquerque tourism is higher now than it would be if Breaking Bad were not a thing.
Because of Breaking Bad.
Right?
I'm sure there's lots of people upset about the amount of pizzas that get thrown on roofs in Albuquerque. Like,
I'm sure that's a Breaking Bad thing.
Yeah. Wait, have you not actually seen Breaking Bad?
I saw the first couple episodes, and I was not super enamored, so I stopped.
That
I've seen clips and highlights.
Yeah.
I know. I was actually the first person, one of the first people who was really excited about Breaking Bad, because I saw a making-of documentary before the show aired for the first time, like way back in the 70s or whatever that was. I saw this documentary and it looked like such a great show. And I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I should sit down and watch this. And then the show came and I didn't. And then I continued to not. And it took off and it took on this like life of its own that became super popular. And I just never got around to watching it. And then finally this year, I was like, all right, I'm going to sit down and watch this thing. And I watched the first few episodes and I was like, actually, I'm okay.
Yeah, there's
not
barely an ounce of fun
of
in
this.
It, so I can understand. I don't understand how folks will just like chain those episodes. I can't do that. But that's enough about meth
anyway.
In Albuquerque. Why don't we go
so
ahead
the statues
and move
are
on.
Up. You can see them. It's just Albuquerque didn't pay for them.
I don't know if they're up. I know they're made.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know if they've done the official ceremony for it yet. I just wanted to clarify that Albuquerque didn't pay for them.
They should have.
I mean, no, they shouldn't have. Why? Why would they pay for that? We're still on Albuquerque.
Tourism dollars. I mean, you're going to like do it up. Like, Dublin has Ulysses. Albuquerque can have Breaking Bad.
Somewhere like, in Iowa has Captain Kirk. I don't remember
where. And Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah, and Field of Dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, for our next trends, I have Japanese office drama, I have Boris Johnson's cabinet, and I have Little Caesar's Santa. Which one of those things would you like to discuss?
Well, I was going
to
go with Japanese office drama, but now I want to know about Little Caesar's Santa, which are three words that I've never heard put together before.
Yeah, so down in, I don't know how to say it, D-E-K-A-L-B, DeKalb County, Georgia, a man got stuck in the chimney of a Little Caesars restaurant.
Yeah.
Obviously, it has to have a chimney because, you know, there's range hoods and all that stuff. He got trapped in that. What time? What time is the appropriate time to get trapped in the chimney of a Little Caesars?
I don't know, 4 p.m.?
I mean, how about 9 in the morning?
How
about getting trapped in the chimney of a Little Caesars at 9 in the morning? No one really knows how he ended up in the vent. If I ended up in the vent, I probably wouldn't tell anybody either. But that's just sort of the thing that made news, is this man was in the vent of a Little Caesars.
Was he trying to break in? Was he trying
probably,
to clean it?
Probably, but like, not would you say that? No, of course not. I wouldn't openly just be like, well, I was breaking into Little Caesars, then I got stuck in the vent. No, I was up here. For reasons.
Is he an employee or like a manager
it does
of
not,
that particular
it
branch?
It does not seem so.
Is he the CEO?
of Little Caesars, like the owner of the Little Caesars Corporation?
Because if the answer to both of those questions is no, then he was breaking in.
I mean, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But he also got stuck, so I feel like he's already got his comeuppance for his particular attempted Little Caesars heist.
Real quick, Japanese office drama?
Real quick, Japanese office drama. A survey has gone through that determines that according to people with an age gap, which there is a Japanese word for, Oji-san implies an age gap of over 10 years, there are 49%, according to 49% of those workers, there are people in their office who do nothing. There's a specific word for it. It translates to old man who does nothing. And, yeah, it's just becoming a huge office drama issue of who's your old man that that does nothing. If you don't know, you're the old man who does nothing. Also, there's people talking on social media about what exactly their old man who does nothing is currently doing, whether that's talking to people or surfing the internet or just staring into space. There are pictures of old men in Japanese offices staring into space. So I encourage all of us today to really think, who is your old man that does nothing? And what are they doing right now?
Do we have an old man who does nothing around here?
It's me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.